Welcome to another episode of Shades of Us, the review. I am Ramat. The movie I am about to review today is one that I love. It is a simple story, but it begs a review. So today, I want to talk about the romantic comedy, Kambili.
Kambili, did they swear for you?
Give me my final warning letter.
Final what? Final what? Chef Nicole Mania, I can not follow.
So let's start with some facts about the film. Kambili, The Whole 30 Yards, as the full name is a 2020 Nigerian romantic comedy written by Ozioma Obaji and directed by Kayode Kasum. He does beautiful art direction. The film stars Nancy Isime and Toyi Abraham in the lead roles, and the film is based on a young woman's quest to be married before she turns 30. The problem we hear everywhere, don't we? It had its theatrical release on December 4, 2020 and opened to positive reviews from critics. The movie is about a lady who is Kambili, who was lazy to chase her dreams, and whatever she was trying to do, she just needed to get married. I'll get to that in a bit. We're going to go into the movie facts right now. Like I mentioned, it was directed by Kayode Kasum and written by Ozioma Obaji. It starred Nancy Isime as Kambili, Toyin Abraham as Jessica, Jide Kene Achifusi as Chidi, Mavuli Gavo as John. Oh my god, I hated him. I just had to pause to do that. Elvina Ibru as Cynthia, Sharon Uja as Linda, Venita Akpofore as Biodun, Koye Kekere Eko as Jesse, he's a clown, Uzo Arukwe as Bankole, and Oge Amuta as Fumi. So I especially love, or I have come to love, Nancy Isime, especially because of this film. I didn't rate her for a long time because I felt like, she wasn't really giving it. She's pretty and what have you, but I felt, you know, I needed to see the acting be fantastic. And this was one of the first films where she gave it to me. But again, I will talk about this in a bit. The film was produced by Film One Entertainment Empire and Huahua Media. It was released December 4, 2020. It has a running time of 120 minutes. The film went around in countries, Nigeria, South Africa, China. It was done in English, and in the box office, it made 20 million naira. To some of the critical response for the film, Cinema Shared 2020 said, "Is Kambili worth watching? I'll say that if you're a woman and or one for cheesy romance movies, then Kambili is for you. If not, you may probably struggle to truly enjoy your ticket's worth. The misogyny rushed out. Oof. So women are the only ones who can enjoy cheesy romance? Oh, please, get over yourself." I saw it and I was like, ugh, rubbish. And anyway, it's their personal opinion, yes, but the misogyny, it came out. A second review from Culture Custodian 2020 said, "For director Kayode Kasum, Kambili feels like a very familiar playground, as he's worked on romantic comedies like Love is Yellow and This Lady Called Life in the past. He does okay with most of Kambili, but it leaves you asking, is this the best or is the bar lower for romantic comedies?" They were harsh, the criticism. I'm glad I saw the criticism before I saw the film. But when I watched the film, I was like, really? Why was this so mean? Many films are simple, and that's just what it is. They don't need to be so fantastic in your face and what have you. But some movies can afford to be simple and have their stories simple. And if the roles were translated well, do we need to overflog it? You know, I just looked at it and like, you know, whatever. Anyway, before I talk about my favorite scenes, I talk about the storyline. So Kambili Maduka is an irresponsible, and I have to emphasize this, irresponsible, spoiled, spendthrift. She's 28 years old, who is turning 29 in a few days. The only thing on her mind is getting married before she's 30. However, after getting suspended from work due to her incessant lateness, she goes on a date with her boyfriend and he breaks up with her, dashing her hopes of getting married before 30. She decides that she needs to prove to her boyfriend, the one who broke up with her, that she can be everything he wants her to be, which is responsible, driven, focused, and best of all, a wife material. Oh my god, it was a lot. For the longest, I was watching the movie and I was like, what? For a man? Girl? Until I got to the end and I was like, okay girl, I see you. So my favorite scenes from the movie was the fact that she was so messy.
Kambili Maduka, my friend, will you clean up this mess and do your laundry, for God's sake? Look at, I mean, it's disgusting.
Clean.
They're on the floor and on the chairs and probably in the ceiling, Kambili. Come on.
The floor, the chairs, everywhere is clean.
Hey.
It was captured so well. Her clothes were strewn everywhere. I mean, from doorknobs to kitchen counter to the floor to the bed to the wardrobe that was overflowing. It was a mess. To her bed that had no space, and she literally would come back home and toss her bag somewhere and sleep on all the mess. I was like, ugh! Girl, what is happening with you? It was well captured. My second favorite scene in the film is every time Tony Abraham's character mispronounced her name.
Kimberly, you got to work 7:50.
Kimberly, Jessica.
Kimberly, you get to work 7:50.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you know the Kimberly. God, it was just crazy because it's such a simple name. Why can't you just pronounce it well? And I connected to it because a whole lot of people cannot pronounce my surname well. Like, it is a dance in mispronunciation. So I really connected to that. My third favorite part of the film was her finding herself and her gallery.
Art curator? You? I mean, who would have thought that you of all people could put something like this together?
Oh well, all it took was great focus, determination, and voila.
I needed her to do that. I just couldn't imagine putting yourself through all kinds of things just because of a man. I do believe that we should try to improve ourselves every day. But I believe that we should try to improve ourselves for ourselves, not because we have some man, woman, person in our future that we want to impress. Everything we do that is outside of ourselves, that seeks validation outside of ourselves, tends to become a problem in the future. So I really was happy with how the film went. And for the very first time, Mavuli Gavo, he acted his role so well. I think I hate Mavuli Gavo right now. I don't want to see him in a movie. When I see him, I'm like, because he really delivered on that role. I hated him so bad. Every time he came on, I was just done. Generally, I think that Kambili was desperate, as many women are when it comes to getting the ring and being known as someone's wife. It is disgraceful that she kept holding on to someone who not only didn't see her value, but disrespected her with such venom. She deserved better, and for some women, they have to get to that rock bottom to find themselves. And for me also, it came close to home because I had to get to rock bottom to find myself. I think it's better to find yourself before that happens, but I'm glad that she finally did. I think the movie was visually appealing. I have come to expect that from Kayode Kasum. The scenes where her room was messy, it came at you like you literally was like, oh, you could smell that room. It was terrible. This, like I mentioned, is the first movie that made me take Nancy Isime seriously. She was Kambili in the way I don't think anyone could have been. She embodied that role. I like that the story was simple. I enjoyed the simplicity of it. The cinematography was appealing. The score hit the right notes. Overall, I think it was a good film. It was simple. It wasn't doing too much. The story was a regular, everyday romantic story. And yes, we know all the critics will jump on that. But I am going to rate it a 7 over 10. What do you think about Kambili? Do you like the film? What are your favorite and least favorite parts of this film? Share your views with me in the comment section, and remember, you can select the movie for next week and we would review it for you. That's about it on the show today. Please listen to the end of this podcast to find out ways to contact us, and don't forget to tune in every Thursdays at 1:05 p.m. on our platforms. It's hugs and kisses from Amat. Bye ya. That's a wrap on today's podcast. Like us on Facebook and LinkedIn at Shades of Us, or you could follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Shades of Us Media. Tell us any song, album, movie, or series you think will make for a great review by sending an email to shadesofusafrica@gmail.com or a WhatsApp message to +234 905 912 7552. Thanks for listening. Bye.